Hey everyone, it's that day of the week again. It's Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. This week we have a litany of questions, mostly Patreon questions to get through, so let me put on my glasses so I can see. Let's get to it, shall we? Alright, my first question is from Anonymous. It says, have you ever smoked cigarettes or done drugs? I feel like long-time listeners will know the answer to both those, is yes and yes. Which actually leads me to the second question I got, also from Anonymous, that says, would you be okay with your girlfriend smoking, like cigarettes? So I more or less have quit smoking cigarettes. They're terrible for you, and I don't advocate smoking them at all. I really tend to smoke cigarettes when I'm, like, in a bad place. So I would try my hardest to convince my significant other not to smoke cigarettes, because I love them, and I want them to be around for a really long time, as they want me to be around for a really long time. So I try not to smoke cigarettes when I'm in a relationship, because there's someone who needs me around, so I don't. So I would ask them to do the same for me. So the next question is from Cass. She asks, if you're no longer a person, but instead were a basket of four ingredients on Chopped, what would you be? What would I be? I think I would be... I mean, if I wanted to, like, paint myself in the best light, I would be, like, you know... Wagyu beef, truffles, maybe like truffle aioli, you know, russet potatoes, and maybe, I don't know, like parsley. I'm trying to think of like something like you'd finish it with, like maybe parsley or onions, probably onions, because I have a lot of layers. But if I was like, I don't know, let's see, what would be like the cheaper version of it would be like, you know, whole chicken, coconut oil would be great. What would go good with that? Ooh, breadcrumbs. Or a loaf of bread, you can make that into breadcrumbs. And then like a head of lettuce, you know? So those are my two answers. Adonis asks, are you still doing the Office romance series? I totally am. I've been so bad about things last month. Last month was a rough month for me. For a few reasons. I really won't get into them. But it was like a weird month for me. It wasn't the norm. Yeah. So I'm sorry if I missed a lot of things that I should have been more on top of last month. And I'm really sorry for that. But yeah, the Office romance series is still happening. I'm going to try to get two episodes of it out this month. Hopefully. God willing. But yeah. Anonymous asks, what movie needs you to really enjoy it or rate it 10 out of 10? What does a movie need for you to really enjoy it or rate it 10 out of 10? Oh, okay. I was like, wait a second. I like, I think the best way to start is find a movie that I rate 10 out of 10. Like, what I think is, like, a almost perfect movie. I think It's Such a Beautiful Day is pretty damn close. I guess there's two types of movies in my mind. There's, like, art, there's art movies. Like, movies that are basically someone making a piece of art. And then there's, like... blockbuster movies, which are more, which is, I think this is a really academy way of looking at things, although I shouldn't do that. But that's how the Academy looked at it. These are blockbusters. These aren't movies. Because I was going to say, like, the blockbuster perfect movie would be, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know? Or Empire Strikes Back. But, I mean, at some level, those are also art as well. Like, to be like that as an art is kind of unfair. But, yeah, I think there needs to be character development. There needs to be character growth. There needs to be an arc that feels satisfying. There needs to be a message. You need to have a message in your movie. Your movie has to say something. I think that's the problem with a lot of modern movies. They don't really say anything. Or if they say something, they're not saying anything particularly interesting or new. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, I think those three movies, if I had to say, give a movie 100, like 100 score, that'd be like Raiders would be 100. Back to Future Part 3, I'd totally give it 100. Episode 5 would get 100. It's Such a Beautiful Day would get 100. Schindler's List would get 100 for sure. Wall-E would get 100. Wall-E's brilliantly done. Andrew Stanton's so good. You know, Finding Nemo is also, I don't know if Finding Nemo gets 100, but it gets a high score. But just Andrew Stanton's really good about, like, that. I think all the Pixar writers are really good about those kind of movies. I think the only Pixar movie that I saw that I didn't feel that way, I'm trying to think. It's probably the most recent one. But I don't really blame them. I think production probably had issues with Corona or something. Like, it, I don't know what about it. It fell short for me. Like, Coco, like, that makes you feel so much. I think that's what a good movie does too. It makes you feel. Makes you feel something. So yeah. It's a long-winded answer, but yeah, if you make me talk about film, that's what's gonna happen. And another film question from Laurel. Hey Kay, hope you're having an awesome week. I heard you talk about the film industry or studying film and working on films, and I think it's so cool. I always love films, and my dream is to work in the industry. I'm finishing up my degree this year. I love to chat about your experiences, and I have a million questions, but I'll keep myself restrained. I wonder if you'll briefly talk about what kind of work you have done in the industry and what is your experience like. Thank you so much. God, I've done a lot, in the industry. I've been at the bottom of the ladder, I've been at the top of the ladder. I've done a lot of, I mean, I think everyone who tries to break into the film industry has PA'd a lot. You're gonna clock a lot of PA hours on a lot of different sets, a lot of independent sets. Then you might get lucky and stumble onto a big budget set. But yeah, PAing was a lot of what I did. Got lucky, ended up doing a good bit of location scouting, which was cool. That was always great. You know, you'd fly ahead, try to find places, fly back to production. That was always a great gig, was location scouting. And I think in a lot of places like that, that's a really good in, is working location scouting, especially if you know a certain part of, like, the world or America or something, and you can bring that to the production team. It's really appreciated. Like, I knew the South really well. I knew, you know, so I was, that was my gift, because a lot of productions were being shot in Georgia, in Atlanta, during that kind of boom, when Marvel was shooting all their stuff down there, and so a lot of productions needed knowledge of the South. Yeah, I mean, I worked independently. I wrote a bunch of stuff independently. I got a pilot shot for Adult Swim that, it's hard to talk about because it was like this close to getting on. Like, I was like, I don't even care. I want, if you give me like a 4 a.m. time slot, I'd live with that. Like, I just wanted a show. So I was really close to show running a show, and then it fell apart. I directed, tried my hand at, like, short films, directed a bunch. I directed the pilot too, but I don't really. That was more of like a passion project. I shot a feature that was all guerrilla, which was cool. Yeah. I mean, most of my stuff is, as I like was directing more, I realized I couldn't, it wasn't sustainable for me. Like, I just am not that kind of person. I love it. I love like applying the script so directly, but it just was like, I don't know. It was a lot of stress, and it really like physically and mentally wore on me. In ways I didn't think it would, but it definitely did. So I took a step back. I ended up writing more because writing was just the thing I like to do. It's my default. I love writing screenplays. It's like this medium that I really get. I mean, I like writing short stories and I like writing novels too, but I think screenplays just such as it's like this really, it's this really pretty format. Although technically I break a lot of the rules of screenplay writing. I think that comes from writing novels more, but I like the format, and I don't know, it resonates with me. So I ended up screenwriting more than anything at the end. But yeah. Anonymous asks, what's your Hogwarts house? I either fall into Slytherin or Gryffindor when I take the... Or no, Slytherin or Ravenclaw, sorry, when I take the quiz. Anonymous also asks, when you do your Not Safe Work audios, some are tagged Real Orgasm. Is that true of all the Not Safe Works? I'd say like 90% of the time when I come in an audio, I'm like coming in real life. There's like only a small percentage where I don't. Also, I removed the Real Orgasm tag because of stuff that was happening in GWA. People were talking, like, people were like, should you not use the tag? So at the end of the day, it became like a taboo tag in the community to use Real Orgasm. So I just stopped using it. Alright. I think I'll wrap it up after that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking at the time. Well, I'm gonna wrap this episode here. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have any questions, you can always look in the description to the forum. Feel more than welcome to ask any question you like. And I will answer it next Monday on Get to Know Night. Thank you for tuning in.